I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP. Happy to be joined right now by John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom Golfers. They have all your golfing needs, whether you're a new golfer looking for clubs to start with or an experienced golfer looking for a premium club fitting. Visit Golfdom and Tyson's or at GolfdomGolf.com. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. Did I hear correctly that the gang's all there again?
No, incorrect. That doesn't happen for a couple weeks.
I was half listening. Who's missing?
Eric is missing today. He'll be back on Monday.
Eric's been off for the entire summer.
Then Jason
Good
goes.
For Eric.
Then Jason has a week off next week. Then I have a few days off after that. And then okay. I'm sure Cakes probably has it. And then once the football season starts, we'll all be here.
Ah, okay. Well, I think that's fair because the football season in Washington is such a big deal these days.
It is a big deal, and I saw that.
You know, you're going to be watching the preseason game tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Who's playing?
I saw you tweeted though about Roger Goodell and Daniel Snyder. What do you make of the latest from Goodell?
Well, I mean, it's classic Goodell. I mean, he is the master of saying nothing. And he says, oh, I have no idea when this investigation will be over or when we'll do it. And then I will discuss it with Dan. Now, you know, if you're investigating someone seriously and you think there's a possibility they may be found guilty again, I would note, of wrongdoing, you don't go and discuss it with him. You either make a decision yourself or you discuss it with the other owners, or maybe you call an owners meeting and say, it's time to get rid of this guy. Now, that's not going to happen. We know that's not going to happen because neither Goodell nor the owners want to get rid of Snyder. The owners, because as long as he's in the league, nobody else is the worst owner, and they're afraid of litigation from him if they throw him out. But it is. I think it's kind of an issue here in this context. This is a little different. He wants to come down hard on Deshaun Watson. And I'm not saying he shouldn't come down hard on Deshaun Watson. They want an entire season, him banned for an entire season. It is interesting that what Snyder has done, and done over years and years and years, it's apples and oranges, although it's not completely apples and oranges because there's sexual harassment and sexual assault involved here. But yet Snyder basically doesn't get punished.
Right.
And Deshaun Watson, they want to bring the hammer down.
Yeah, it's hypocrisy.
Of course it is. Well said.
Let me ask you this, John. What if Roger Goodell resigned and the NFL came to you and said, John Feinstein, we want you to be commissioner of the NFL. Ooh. You're going to make $40 million a year, whatever he's making, but you have to protect Dan Snyder. Would you take the job?
Oh, boy. That's like the question of would you go to work for the Saudis?
Correct.
Because $40 million a year is a lot of money.
That's a lot.
I think you would do it.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
So you would do it.
I would have to think about it. Yeah, I would. I would have to think about it for sure. For $40 million a year, maybe not for 20.
John, speaking of a lot of money, Jason mentioned Roger Goodell instead of Goodell. Did you laugh when you saw Rob Walton introduced as the official owner of the Broncos? He's obviously an heir to the Walmart throne. I think right. his net worth is like $80 billion. He doesn't care how to pronounce Roger Goodell's name correctly. He couldn't care less. It just
and why
lie.
Should he? Why should he?
Right, he shouldn't. He shouldn't care about it.
He's got enough money to pay for Roger Goodell to change the pronunciation of his name.
Yes, he does.
And probably has it in cash.
I would guess, yeah.
Yeah, so let me put it to you this way. Do you think he's going to get a call from Roger Goodell saying you mispronounced my name?
Absolutely not.
I doubt it. I sincerely doubt it.
John, speaking of the, you brought the Saudis and the LIV Golf, did you see Scottie Scheffler walk in Cam Smith's line yesterday?
Oh, I didn't see that, no.
Cam Smith just looked up at him going...
No, that's fake news.
How is it fake?
His putt was on the other side. That wasn't in the middle of his line.
Okay,
No, to be fair, they consider walking on the other side of the hole directly in the line to be walking
They high-fived later on.
Okay, but he walked in front of Cam Smith. That's what it was. Maybe it wasn't in his line, but he walked in front of him when Cam Smith was kneeling down to read his putt.
Right.
And you don't do that.
Don't do that. I mean, guys make a point of walking around in a circle to stay out of each other's way.
So you're saying they did shake hands after the round?
Oh, yeah, they did. They were high-fiving during the round when Cam Smith stuffed one in from 155, and they were high-fiving.
You know, that's why I always miss my putts in the charity events with Valdez, because he walks right in front of my line.
I just thought it was funny.
No, I don't think it's in your line. It's just in your sight.
I've got 100 excuses for why I've missed putts in my life.
Yeah, it's because it's on the green cake. Yeah. That's why you miss.
It's called human error.
So, okay, John.
You know what I love about golfers, what they say is, I hit a perfect putt. Uh-huh. But if it didn't go in the hole, it's not a perfect putt. A perfect putt goes in the hole. But guys, the other thing golfers say all the time is, I'm playing great, I just can't putt. Right. As if putting's not part of golf.
Right. I know.
I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I'd heard that line, I wouldn't need the $40 million to protect Dan Snyder.
Hey, John, what are you doing this weekend?
Working. I mean, honestly, that's I am at the grind part of this Faraday book.
Oh.
And... every day is a work day at this point, so I'm not doing anything exciting at all. I mean, I'll take breaks, watch some baseball. It's fun to watch the Mets right now. I mean, I thought it'd be a million years before I ever said that again, but basically I'll be working.
They're on fire. Hey, can you tell us how much Faraday is getting from the Saudis?
I can, but I'll save it for the book.
Well, that's no fun.
Your fun, Jason, is not high on my list of concerns.
But you know what? John, I will give Faraday credit. He basically said, I took the money.
He said that was smart to me.
Yeah.
You know, I went to see him in New Jersey, that, you know, first event that he did, and we spent the week together. And I said, you know, I said, tell me why you're doing this. And he looked at me and he said, for millions of dollars.
All right, let me ask you this.
He was very honest about
that. Let me ask you this then. For the money that he got, I know you're not going to disclose the amount, but for the money he got, would you have gone to work for the Saudis?
Yep.
Without hesitation.
Didn't even
hesitate. That means it's a lot.
All right.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. It's a lot of money. And I will say this, the money wasn't the only reason he did it. He didn't do it to grow the game of golf or any crap like that. He'd be the first one to tell you that. But he was kind of bored at NBC. Remember, Golf Channel took away his show a couple of years ago, which he loved doing. And he would be, you know, he would be the first one to tell you that being in the tower is not the same as being on the ground. When he worked for CBS, he always walked with the last group. And he was, you know, he was great in that role because he could interact with the players. I mean, Tiger even liked him, for crying out loud. I mean, he's like the only human Tiger ever liked. And so he missed that, although he asked for it when he first went. It wasn't NBC's fault. And he was a little bit bored. And now he restarts. You know, he's the main guy. He's the guy. And he thinks he'll enjoy it more than he'd enjoyed the last couple of years at NBC. But the money was the bottom line. The bottom line is always the bottom line.
Talking to best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein, who once wrote a book, Next Man Up, a year behind the lines in today's NFL, where you followed the Ravens. What did the preseason mean to the Baltimore Ravens back then? They've got an incredible streak going right now with like 21 straight wins in the preseason.
I think it's 17, isn't it? Am I wrong?
It's 21.
All right.
It might have started in 2017.
I said to Valdez, before I came on, that this might be the most meaningless streak in the history of sports. and I'm not even saying that as a put-down. It's just a fact. I mean, I think one of the years back in ancient history when Washington won the Super Bowl, they went 0-4 in the preseason.
Sure.
I know at least one Bill Parcells Giants team went 0-4 in the preseason. You're not trying to win games. You're trying to see as many players as you can. You're trying to avoid injuries. And so, I mean, Tom Brady's taking 2 weeks off right now in the middle of the preseason for personal reasons. I think the personal reasons are he doesn't want or need to be in camp at the moment. It's almost a fluke because you're playing guys, especially the first couple of exhibition games, you're playing guys who aren't going to be on the team in the fourth quarter. And if they win, they win. If they lose, they lose. And nobody – put it this way. In the four exhibition games the Ravens played the year that I was there, there was one game ball handed out. And it was Brian Billick gave one to Jim Fossil, who was working as a consultant, when they won their last preseason game against the Giants. The Giants had fired Fossil, so Billick gave him a game ball. Other than that, it was just walk in the locker room and, you know, take a shower and get ready to go home.
Wasn't Fossil almost hired here, but the fan reaction was so
there
bad.
There was outrage. And they moved like, on. No. People are like, yeah, don't want him. And then
yeah, because the other coaches have worked out so well.
Right.
It's a good thing they didn't hire him. You know, they might not have had all the success they've had.
Hey, John, make sure you jump on Apple TV tonight for the Padres Nats.
You know, I was thinking about that. It's funny you bring that up as I was reading the paper, because they were on Apple TV last Friday night. Now, why you would have the Nationals on Apple TV, you know, a so-called national game 2 weeks in a row? Now, I guess it's because Soto's coming back to Washington. Yeah. But why were they on last week? Worst record in baseball, for crying out loud.
I can't remember.
And they're also on the Peacock game on Sunday.
Yeah.
They're the Yankees of this August.
What do you think is going to be the reaction of the fans?
Oh, standing ovation. Absolutely standing ovation. And if the Nats have any class, they'll play a video and show some of the highlights from the World Series, and I think they'll do that. You know, he was traded. It's not like he left in free agency the way Harper did or the way Rendon did. It'll be a standing ovation. And it should be, by the way. God knows. He helped the franchise has done one thing that really mattered, and that was win the 2019 World Series, and he was smack in the middle of that.
Hey, John, are you going to go out and buy the classic throwback uniforms that the Wizards are putting out?
What is a classic throwback Wizards uniform? They've only been Wizards since, 1997?
Yeah, the one from 1997.
25 years.
Yeah, I might miss that. You know what was cool last night? The throwback uniforms that the Reds and Cubs were wearing.
Yes.
That was cool.
Those were good.
And I don't care what you say. You know, Chris sat here next to me and when they were coming out of the corn going, are you really going to get emotional about this? And I thought it was pretty cool when they came out of the corn. I'm sorry. I just did.
I agree. I want to go to Dyersville, Iowa. I want to go.
I do, too. It's funny you say that. I do, too. I want to go to Dyersville,
you guys
Iowa.
Go to road trip.
Not for a game or anything. I just want to go and play.
Please do it.
Let's video
We'd
that.
Have to drive.
Yeah, he only drives.
Oh, I would drive. In fact, I will tell you this. I checked it out. I think it's 1,055 miles or something.
How long would it take to get a TV show?
It would be like 2 days
to get there. Bish and Feinstein on the road.
Right.
Well, I've driven in 2016. I drove to Des Moines in about 12 hours, and I did it in one day.
Oh, my gosh.
For the NCAA.
Are you going like 100? It's amazing.
You could go fast on those Midwestern highways, I'll tell you that much. And then I went from there to Kansas City to interview Tom Watson for a Golf Channel piece, and then I drove east from there. I've put in a few miles, as you guys know.
It'd be life on the brink.
Thank
if he was
God
in the
for
car
books
with Feinstein for that long.
Well, when I get fired from the Junkies, we'll plan that.
Yeah, have your guy call my guy.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a real life.
Book
oh,
by
on
the
tape.
Way, can I just say one thing before we go?
Yeah,
I interviewed Bill Clinton this week.
Nice.
And it was cool. It was for the Faraday book because he was on Faraday, the show, and he actually called Faraday after Faraday's son died 5 years ago, and. We were on the phone for 45 minutes. We're like best friends now.
Yeah, I was going to say it was cool. An in-person. It was a phoner.
By the way,
it was a phoner.
Just to let you know, I share a birthday with Bill Clinton.
He just had his birthday, right?
No, it's in a week.
August 19th.
That's right. I saw it in the paper. It's next week.
I'm just putting it out into the universe. I want gifts for my birthday in a week.
Well, I'll leave a message for Clinton so he can give you a happy birthday.
Also, share a birthday with Kirk Cousins. Got some pretty good shared birthdays.
That's why you're so fond of
him. I would stick with Clinton if I were you. I share a birthday with Vita Blue and Jackie Onassis. That's the best I got.
Okay. Not bad.
Not bad.
Or Onassis.
Not bad.
All right. So, John, have a good weekend working on the Faraday.
I will have a hectic weekend. You guys have a great weekend, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Faraday.
We'll talk to you next week. John is grinding this weekend. I'm planning on not working this weekend.
Correct.
Not working for 1 second.
I'm not working until August 22nd.
Because you're on vacation.
Do you have any plans? I'm going to guess no.
Let's see. Do I have any plans?
When you do the let's see, it's usually a no.
I do have plans.
Oh.
Watching the Commanders and Panthers at 1 p.m. tomorrow. That's my plan.
What you should do is go out to dinner tonight and sit outside somewhere.
That actually sounds like a great plan.
At 5:10.
Maybe I'll do that.
Hey, Cakes, why don't you celebrate your birthday and have intern John sit under your desk?
That sounds like a great plan.
Get
a
cigar. What's wrong with you guys?
Could do that. I mean,
get a cigar.
Why didn't we ask?
Cakes.
I'll bring some stogies in for you, Joe.
He wasn't getting it at first.
I know. I would rather jump off the Empire State Building.
I wonder if John did ask Bill about Monica.
Yeah, I'm sure he asked. In a 45-minute conversation, I'm sure that came up.
That was John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom. They have everything for all your golfing needs, whether you're a new golfer looking for clubs to start with or an experienced golfer looking for a premium club fitting. Visit Golfdom in Tysons or at golfdomgolf.com. Golfdom, live the game. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, Kevin McCarthy is going to join us with the latest on the movies. And we have first row tickets for OAR at Merriweather Post giveaway. We'll do that at 9:20 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to get into the Commanders' first preseason game. Our Commanders training camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. So we heard from Pete Haley earlier in the show, expecting 15 to 20 snaps for the first team offense, which will include their starting quarterback, Carson Wentz, And it'll include the number one guy on Cakes' FUBAR list, Curtis Samuel, will be on the field, as well as Jahan Dotson and Terry McLaurin and everybody else who's healthy. They won't have their first team tight end because Logan Thomas is still recovering from his ACL surgery. He hopes to be on the field for week one, but he's not going to be there in preseason game one. And it begs the question, what do you want to see in this first preseason game? All right, we know we're not going to see Chase Young on defense. I'll tell you what I would want to see. Number one, it's Carson Wentz. How's he going to look? Mm-hmm. The reports are he's been inconsistent, but he says he's just working it out in training camp. Exactly.
Right.
And that may be the case. So number one, it's Carson Wentz. And number two, I think it's Jahan Dotson. It's our first round draft choice. It's your first time to see if he can live up to all this hype. Because he's had, whereas Carson Wentz has had a lot of negative buzz and talk about inconsistency, the opposite with Jahan Dotson.
I think it's 50-1 positive mentions to negative for Dotson. I think he had like one day.
I don't even know the one negative.
I think he had one day in camp where he may have dropped like two balls on, I don't know if it was consecutive plays, but relatively close plays. But other than that, I mean, it's been nothing but raves for Dotson. And I'm with you. I want to see what he does under game conditions with, you know, guys actually chucking him at the line and trying to slow him down and throw him off his routes. I want to see that. You mentioned the tight end room. I want to see who fills the void with Logan Thomas sideline, with John Bates making an attempt to come back, and then he was sent back to the sideline, and they're going to keep nursing that injury back to health. Do we have a Samus Reyes sighting? Mm. Like, does that project ever bear any fruit for the Commanders, or is it just a good story? I'd like to see if he can make an impact at some point against the Panthers.
What if Carson hits Dotson for like a 50-yard touchdown? This place will be going nuts.
I will be giddy.
I know, but the fans will be going nuts.
I'm already super high on Dotson, and if he confirms everything that has been, you know, reported so far in training camp with a nice performance in game one, the buzz only gets stronger and bigger.
Yeah.
Heading into the regular season.
I think a couple offensive linemen will be out as well. I assume Trey Turner. He hadn't practiced in a few days.
Right.
So he'll probably be without a couple guys. And on the flip side, if Carson goes out there and looks like poo in the first couple series, well, then you know what the talk's going to be next week. You know?
Oh, it's going to be... We want Heineke. There's going to be people clamoring for that.
This is why Philly got rid of you. This is why Indy got rid of you.
Right.
But again, like he said, he's working out the kinks. It's only been a couple weeks, 2.5 weeks, whatever. So it'll be.
But all eyes are going to be on Carson Wentz, and I think they should be. And if we'll open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What are you hoping to see in this first preseason game? Now, you're right. If he's terrible, we're going to blow it up a little bit on Monday. But we know it really doesn't mean anything. Realize it's the 20th anniversary. Not exact date. I think it was August 6th or August 7th. But the 20th anniversary of the Osaka game. When Steve Spurrier.
That was in 02?
There's 20th and 25th anniversaries for nonsensical things. Like the Wizards uniforms and the Osaka preseason game. People actually keep track of something.
Because people got fired up. Did they roll up about 40 points in that game?
It was Steve Spurrier taking over as the head coach.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then you got to see some fun and gun. They won 38-7 against your Niners.
Was Doreen on that team?
The Redskins passed for 5 touchdowns in that game.
Danny Woeffel put up a big
Woeffel
stat
was definitely on that team, yeah.
And people thought they were going to be silly.
Oh, I'd remember the shows after that game. Bickle, he was falling out of his chair.
I'm sure. I bury Danny Woeffel, by the way, and I think all he does with his life is do good things for other people. Like, right. I think he's like deep into the ministry and doing things for people that, you know, are disadvantaged. And all I do is just crush him for being a bad quarterback. It's kind of shallow on my side.
But they had Danny Woeffel, Sage Rosenfels, and Shane Matthews lighting it up in Osaka.
That's right.
In that preseason
Woeffel,
game.
By the way, is currently a motivational speaker, executive director of Desire Street Ministries. Yep, that's what he does.
Right.
That's his job.
He's a do-gooder. I just crush him for being a bad quarterback.
Well, he was bad, but he's a good dude.
But you want to see Carson Wentz play well. Bottom line.
Of course.
Look, they have They have almost risked everything.
Do you want to see him play well, or do you want a little controversial topic next week?
On Monday, what would be better for the show? Okay, let me separate this. Mm-hmm. During the regular season, when the games count,
I want Carson Wentz
to be an MVP, because that would mean that they're going to win more games,
all right,
and it's going to be better business for us.
Okay.
Straight up.
But next
more
week,
people will listen
if he throws
to a
two
team
picks tomorrow. Next week.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
That'll be
interesting. Yeah, I think a rough patch would be good. But what do you think would be better for the show? You're not going to be here on Monday. Week of vacation. What's better for the show for Monday?
I think it's...
Well, for Monday, I don't know. Cake's probably just... Good.
I think it's him doing well. Because there's been so much of bad
controversy
play.
Also, like, always sells, though.
It does, but, I mean, we've had more than our fair share of poor quarterback play. It's a broken record if
Carson
Wentz goes out and struggles.
Aren't you tired of talking about inaccuracy?
Yes.
And
I'm not.
How awful he looks and all that. It just sounded like hater. It sounded like hater speak when JP's like, oh, I hope he does
you
bad.
You don't want Carson Wentz to be like a redemption feel-good story here in Washington? Like, I don't really care about him either way, to be honest, but If I had to choose, I'm going to choose, I hope he does well.
Okay.
Because the guy's been beaten up and kicked around in his last two stops. And this might be the last hurrah for him as a starter if he doesn't play well.
Could be.
All right, so let's get a deep ball from Wentz to Curtis Samuel. That would be the perfect touch.
That would be fantastic.
And if Samuel catches four balls for 60 yards and a touchdown, he's off the FUBAR list. All right.
Well, let's not get crazy.
800-636-1067 is the number. What are you looking for in the first
preseason? I'm also interested to see your guy Robinson. You've been hyping him up.
Brian Robinson, man.
From Alabama, the running back. I understand he's probably number two on the depth chart in terms of every down back, plus you got J.D. McKissick, so you may not see him on the field during regular season games that much. But what if he's a stud?
It sounds like he's going to be
I think you're going to see him.
Short yardage specialist. He's going to be the goal line hammer. Like, if they get it in the 5-yard line, I would expect, unless Gibby's on some sort of crazy heater, Robinson probably goes in and spells
him. I could see him getting, the 6 to 8 carries per week.
Gibby has been really good at scoring touchdowns in his first two seasons here.
Every team needs dual threats.
Certainly.
They do. I mean, there's only a few teams that just have that one big horse.
Yeah, I mean, more and more teams are just splitting the reps between RBs because those guys get beat up so quickly.
Yep.
Especially if you give him a ton of carries. Let's go to Earl in Laurel. Earl, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hey,
this fine Friday. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm not just enjoying this beautiful weather out here so far.
Yep.
But I digress. I'm really looking at our defense. I want to see some improvement. You fired your line coach or whatever. No more scapegoats for that concern. Go out there and be dominant. Stop them all, get three and out. Stop them. Third and 10. Stop them. How about a little pass rush? That's what I'm looking at tomorrow at 1 p.m. from beautiful FedEx Field.
Are you going to be there?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
I would love to be there, but,
I'm sure tickets are available.
Well, you're not that far away. You're Laurel.
Laurel Landover's.
I mean, it's
15 minutes.
10 minutes. Go over there and check them out.
I'm a delivery driver, fellas. I got to work for a living.
Even on
Saturday. I have a DVR. It's all good.
All right. Okay. I got you.
All right, Earl. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right.
I don't expect to see that much from the defense. Got no Chase Young. Like, that's where all eyes would probably be on Chase Young.
There would be, yeah.
I mean, I guess we'll see how Mathis does their second-round draft choice. See, I'll scrutinize Jamin Davis when he's on the field. There aren't high expectations. When we talked to Pete Haley earlier in the show, he's saying that David Mayo is still in there on most running situations.
I would guess, though, you're going to see
They drafted a first-round linebacker who's on basically a third-down player.
Yeah, I mean, the jury's out on him. I don't know. I mean, I would expect him to be better than last year and see him in more plays, but I don't know, based on what you're hearing. A lot of people say he just looks a little clueless out there.
I'm expecting at least one pick from the defense because I'm guessing you're going to see extended bouts of Sam Darnold and Matt Corral, the rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those guys should be playing big chunks of the game. We know Sam Darnold has a propensity to turn the ball over.
Did they already say who's starting for Carolina?
I'm not sure.
They released their first depth chart this week, and they played it coy. They had both names
on
the depth chart. But I heard... a beat reporter from Cleveland this week said that for people that are watching, Baker is clearly ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That it's actually close, except, and these two these seem like pretty big things for a quarterback. Said Baker is a lot better in the red zone, and that Baker's the better leader.
Right.
Now he's getting under the skin, apparently, of the defensive players. He's a trash talker.
Oh, he's always been that. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, because he's got cakes. He's got some weapons. Obviously, with C-Mac, if he stays healthy.
Yep.
He's got weapons at receiver.
DJ Moore.
He's got. You know what he's got? Terrace Marshall's got to kind of show up this year because they drafted him high last year.
Was he a second rounder?
Second rounder.
I expect a big year from DJ Moore. I think he's going to double his touchdown output because he loves scoring four touchdowns. Like that's kind of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be like a 7, 8, 9 touchdown guy this year, especially if Baker's there from day one, which it looks like it will be. A big year from DJ Moore.
Are you drafting C-Mac number one with that number one pick?
I've got a number one pick and I've got a number two pick so far, and I haven't found out where my draft slot is in some of the other leagues.
But so the safer play is Taylor.
Cakes is trying to convince me that McCaffrey is the play.
He was the play last year and just burned all of the
last
2 owners.
Years, he's been a dud he's been hurt.
Let me ask you this. Are you going to draft scared in 2022? If you're drafting scared,
I'm not going to draft scared.
Take Jonathan Taylor.
But earlier you said
if you're going to draft like a man, you draft Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, but earlier you said that you were always scared to draft Mike Evans.
Yeah, but that's not the number one pick.
Yeah. Well, put it this way.
Number one overall
pick. I will have McCaffrey in at least one league because if I don't take him number one overall, he's probably going to be available number two.
Right.
So I'll have him at least one league, maybe multiple.
Don't draft
and
scared.
If he gets hurt,
don't be that guy.
I'm going to slash your tires.
Well, that's not very nice.
Well, it's not like if you're drafting scared, it's not like you're getting a bad player if you go with Dalvin Cook or Taylor.
You're just not getting potentially the best player. If he's healthy and he stays upright and he still gets touches like he did pre-injury, McCaffrey's your number one pick.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Didn't he have a touchdown vulture last year? Might have been Sam Darnold at the beginning of the year.
It was Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold was like sneaking him in early.
Darnold had 5 rushing touchdowns, I think, first 2 or 3 games.
Like through, I think, the second or third week, Darnold was leading the league in rushing touchdowns.
Because I had Christian McCaffrey last year, and I remember getting bitter. Just salty. It's like, what's going on?
You want those TDs. You need those.
Yep.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067.
Let's go to Tyler in Richmond. Tyler, you're on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Good morning.
What's up? Well, good morning. What's up, Junks?
What's
Thanks
up,
for
man?
Taking my call.
Yep.
Not much. I'm going to be at FedEx Field tomorrow with the family. And I'm looking forward to seeing the young guys fly around. I want to see what I saw from the Patriots last night. Win or loss doesn't matter to me. I just want to see young guys like Jahan Dotson and Sam Howell flying around like Bailey Zappi and Trey Nixon did last night, making killer throws and catches. And, of course, I want to see Carson Wentz throw a bomb or two to Jahan Dotson for a tutty.
Are you interested in Sam Howell?
He said he was.
Yes.
Yeah,
I am.
Hey, Tyler, after you go watch the Commanders-Panthers game, I want you to call us back on Monday or Tuesday and tell us about all the, quote, dramatic improvements at the stadium that Dan Snyder was crowing about when he when the audio of him was released earlier this week. I need to know what those dramatic improvements look like.
I definitely will. In fact, we're going to a season ticket type meeting, and I'm going to ask the salespeople point blank, you know, what upgrades are there? Can you show me?
Very, very good.
I'll tell you what,
that.
Tyler, it's going to be fun to drive from Richmond to Landover tomorrow.
It's going to suck.
It's going to be really fun.
All right,
I'm
Tyler.
Not looking forward to it.
He's a hardcore
Thank
fan,
that.
Though.
Thank you for the call, sir.
Awesome.
You wouldn't drive from Landover to Landover.
Nope. You were correct.
Yeah, but you're going to drive with John Feinstein to Dyersville.
Oh, yeah, we're going
to watch that cornstalk baseball game.
God, I would love to have video of that.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, well, I think everyone
knows. You
guys
can listen to books on tape.
Everyone
the whole
knows
way.
It's never going to happen.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to post our weekend parlay on our Twitter account. You can follow us at Junks Radio. We both have like baseball plays, which are sketchy. The Soto, two hits or more. He gets walked all the time. Well, Scherzer, 9 strikeouts.
But now remember, it's not like you can pitch around him in the Pods lineup because you got Manny behind him. So he's been seeing more pitches and has been walking less since he's been traded.
Yeah, I think he's got 10 hits in 8 games and 6 walks. Been on base a lot for them.
Yeah, and he's got 2 hits in the last 2 games. Each. So he's been seeing some pitches and hitting the ball well. And I think he'll just pound Corey Abbott. I mean, Corey Abbott's just meh. And the last time Abbott pitched, he gave up 8 hits and 7 runs against the Phillies.
Anyway, I'll get that up at Junks Radio if you want to bet with your boys, the Junkies. A little reminder, Poker Open, Junkies Poker Open. It's less than a month away. September 9th, MGM National Harbor. It's all brought to you by Potomac Metals. You've tried the rust, now scrap with the best. Live long and scrap on. We've been trying to remind you this week. We're going to be hosting a little get-together at the Sportsbook, 7 o'clock before the NFL season opener. You can join us for that. And if you want to spend the night at MGM National Harbor, we do have a discounted room rate that is now pinned on our Twitter, at Junks Radio. If you want the link, it's $249. And while you're there on Thursday, you can register for the tournament in the poker room. A couple people have asked me, this week, how do I register? They're used to the whole pre-registration, which we used to do online.
Correct.
Well, we found, this is getting in the weeds of Inside Radio, that the vast percentage of people didn't pre-register. It was almost like a waste of time. So we've just eliminated that, and you got to register on-site. Radio, you can do it Thursday at the poker room or Friday morning while we're doing the show from the poker room.
And if any of you degens don't know how to get to the poker room at MGM National Harbor, I'd be glad to ferry you up there. I can point you in the general direction. I can get you on the escalator or get you on the elevator, get you right up there. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem. I can make that happen. I can help you.
No, that's going to be fun, though. It'll be fun to hang out in the sports book, throwing cash around, playing some blackjack, maybe playing some cash game.
What's great about it'll too be fun. Is, look, we owe everything in our careers to our listeners, and we have these loyal listeners, but there are many that I only know from the Poker Open.
Right, of course.
Like, I will see them. I'm like picturing a couple dudes that I see every year at the Poker Open, never seen them at a pregame show, never seen them at like a spring break party or a sundress sillies, never seen them at anything except for the Poker Open, but I'll see them every year at the Poker Open, and now it's been 3 years since we've done it.
You know the best part about the JPO?
The best part? I mean, there are so many good parts. I can't just pick out one. The best?
The following day, or the day of the JPO, you can get up at 5:40.
Oh, that is a good perk.
Drabby, I will get up at 5:40 September 9th.
As long as you're there by 5:59.
I'll be there by 5:59.
That's all you got to do.
I'll be up at 5:40. So I'll get an extra hour and 40 sleep that morning.
Just get on the elevator.
That's huge.
Just get on the elevator, go down to floor 2, mm-hmm. and then walk your way right to the ballroom.
Correct.
And boom, you're right there.
Hey, are there other guys in the NFL you're intrigued to watch this weekend? Like, generally, it's the rookies, right? So, got a little taste of Malik Willis. Cakes was saying he holds on to the ball long, but I'll be a little intrigued. People shied away from Malik Willis. At one point, it was thought he could go as high as, like, a top 10 pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what did he end up going? Third round?
Third.
And then he slid down the draft, like a lot of the quarterbacks slid down the draft. I mean, Sam Darnold went in the 5th round mm-hmm. to Washington. A lot of guys slid way down Sam the Howell. Draft. I'm intrigued to see, though, kind of all the quarterbacks. Desmond Ridder, like some people think that he could be a starter midway through the season.
Well, if Marcus Mariota struggles and the Falcons are bad.
There aren't great expectations for Marcus Mariota.
There aren't.
So why wouldn't Ridder be in there?
I mean, they might toss him the keys with 5 or 7 games left if it's a lost season. Give him some real game scenarios. I could see that potentially happening.
Yeah, I mean, just on a personal level, I want to see Trace tonight against the Bengals play well. Cardinals are playing the Bengals, and that game will be on Amazon Prime. But as a fan, I want to see, look, Cakes has been telling me Trey Lance is going to be a top fantasy quarterback this year. Not sure how much he's going to play tonight against the Packers, but if he does, I want to see if he's got any connection with Ayuk or Debo, or anything. Maybe those guys don't play, but we'll see. And then tonight you got Cleveland and Jacksonville. I want to tune in for that.
Yeah, Baker, just seeing how Baker does in a new spot is going to be intriguing. Well, that's tomorrow.
No, Cleveland.
You're talking about Deshaun Watson.
Correct. I want to see Deshaun. That's going to be obviously, just want to see what the reaction is going to be with Deshaun Watson because we haven't seen him in a year. And Trevor Lawrence. So, yeah, there's a few guys I want to see. But again, preseason week number one, it's tough to kind of get excited.
Yeah. We can do a quick QB quarter because we actually do have real quarterback performances from preseason games that we can get into. You touched on Malik Willis. He got the surprise start against the Ravens. He played into the third quarter. He was 6 of 11 for 107 yards passing. His best throw was a 48-yard play-action pass to, this is the first time I'm seeing this person's name ever, Racy McMath brought in the pass. I'm guessing he's not going to make the final roster in Tennessee.
How many runs did he have?
I think it was five or six.
Was it 3 or 5 or something like that, yeah.
He had a 7-yard scramble for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Which you have to like, and that's part of the reason why you would draft him, Malik Willis, because of his legs, his escapability, his mobility. So I guess you have to be happy with that debut.
Do you have the box score, Jason? Right. I looked at the box score last night. I remember him having 5 or 6, but I could be wrong.
Now, while you're pulling that up, on the other side, Tyler Huntley once again showed why he's amongst the NFL's top backup QBs. Valdez, as I left the studio, said he's going to be a starter somewhere next season. Huntley was more accurate in the preseason opener than he has been all of training camp. He completed 89% of his passes, going 16 for 18.
Yep.
And he had a really nice touch on his 14-yard touchdown pass.
I believe after this year, he's going to be a free agent. And I guarantee you he will be a nice bridge quarterback for a franchise that isn't in love with the rookie class.
The Ravens have a very confusing thing going on with the number 2 and number 3 quarterbacks. Tyler Huntley is the number 2 quarterback. The number 3 quarterback is Brent Hundley.
Hundley, right.
So they have a Huntley and a Hundley.
They've got a Huntley and a Hundley, and then a Brown.
On the same roster.
And then you got a Doo-Doo Brown.
It's kind of a wacky.
Hundley went to UCLA, so he's watched him a bunch in college. But Huntley and Hundley, correct. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, that's just a great game, 16 of 18. I know you were talking about how a lot of them were just easy, short throws.
Yeah, there was a lot of curl or hitch routes.
Yeah.
I think 2 passes traveled like over 12 yards.
Yeah. But, you know, at least he was completing them, and they got another win, 21 in a row.
No drops, 21 in a row. I'm sized.
Find something you love in your life as much as the Ravens love winning preseason games.
You know, I don't understand. Why is there a lot of hate about that?
I'm not hating it.
I know, but I'm seeing it all over the place. Like,
I don't know.
It's a mocking.
It is.
You know what? It's jealousy. People are jelly. I don't know why. They're preseason games. They mean nothing.
I know they mean nothing, but it's one of those quirky little things. It's just fun. But I don't know why people are upset about it, hating on it.
And some people, I'm sure Harbaugh argues, look, you practice. You want to practice like you play or play like you practice. And winning can be a habit. So you build right. that habit.
Do you think?
Organizational superiority.
Correct.
Do you think my wife would be upset if I approached her with this scenario? If I said, babe, the Ravens never lose preseason games. I'm thinking of cashing, like taking a loan against my 401k for a substantial amount and just betting it all on the Ravens.
I mean, you realize they're going to lose.
Are they playing Arizona next?
They play.
I'm not sure.
They're at the Cardinals next.
And then I think Washington is week three.
Like, I think my wife would balk at that suggestion. I don't think she'd be very happy with it.
Trace McSorley revenge game.
Yeah.
That's true.
Although I don't know how much we're going to see him in that one because I would assume Kyler and Colt will go.
Kicks, I know he's not on your fantasy radar right now, but you're big on Jalen Hurts. Malik Willis's line is very Jalen Hurts-like. So he was 6 for 11 for 107 yards passing.
Yep.
He had 5 carries for 38 yards rushing plus that touchdown.
Yeah, that's called, in the fantasy world, the Konami cheat code, which Trey Lance has, which Jalen Hurts has, which Kyler Murray has, which Josh Allen has. The rushing element is huge.
Well,
for those guys.
But this is what you're not going to see in the regular season, the Konami cheat code.
Because
Ryan Tannehill will be your Konami cheat code.
Right. That's
or
why.
Or Derrick Henry will be that.
That's why you try to get it with other players.
Yeah. So it's fun to watch him in the preseason, but for this year, he's not going to be the guy.
Unless
there's some serious injuries.
Yeah, we've got first row tickets to give away to OAR. We'll do that coming up at 9:20. But next, we talk movies with Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 Entertainment Reporter. Here on the Junks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.